When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Ah, Wednesday afternoon on the K Show, 98.7 ESPN. And yes, a lot on the table today. We do want to get to some Yankee-Met conversation as well. Met season will be delayed by a day because of the expected weather tomorrow. They'll get started on Friday. Yankees underway tomorrow with the Astros. And, of course, a lot is happening at MSG right now. Well, before we get into all the big calls on everything happening at MSG and maybe some more Woodges here, some Ranger talk, Charlotte in Kinderhook. Hey, Charlotte.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
First, let me tell you that first, would you, if you've never been attacked by a duck on a golf course because you got too close to her ducklings, you would prefer the 100 little duck-sized
elephants.
Elephants, yeah. But wow. Peter, my husband tells me you used to play. You used to be a wrestler. Is that true?
What did your husband say exactly?
He said Peter used to be a wrestler.
I love that. That is out there. I am not a former wrestler, though I did win a WWE championship very briefly. So sometimes on like Google, AI will sort of say that I'm a former wrestler because okay. I won the 24/7 championship, Charlotte. But I only won one match, and it really was just me hitting someone in the gonads and then pinning them.
It's true. There is video footage.
My husband got me interested in watching wrestling when you were in elementary school, I think. It was back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And but my funny wrestling story is, I can't remember his name. He used to go by the name of Andre the Giant's son.
It was probably it was the Big Show.
The Big Show, yeah.
When he first showed up in WCW, they said he was Andre the Giant's son, yeah.
Well, his sister used to live behind me here in Kinderhook, and he showed up at our front door once looking for her. And he was so big, you couldn't even see his head through the open door. And he had a little girlfriend behind him hopping around trying to be seen around him. That was kind of, we didn't even think to get his autograph at the time, but.
Wow, that is a wacky and random story. Thank you for the call, Charlotte.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
All right, take care. The Big Show just showed up. You know what happened, Anthony, when the Big Show showed up at her door, you know what she heard?
It's the Big Show.
Well, it's the Big Show. Sorry. Let's go to Alex in the car. Hey, Alex.
Hey, guys. I've just got a quick question for Don. I'm still in my toddler stage of being a Rangers fan. My very first Rangers game was when Zibanejad had the 5 goals.
Oh, against the Capitals. Yeah, just before the pandemic. I remember that. It was like early March of 2020.
It was, and it actually made me a huge fan of him. So my question, Don, is what would be a good comp to like an NBA player, like kind of his standing in the NHL? What would be a good comp with the NBA?
That's a really, really good question. Because he's not a super superstar, but he's a really, really good player. I don't know, is Julius Randle, is that too high a comparison? I think Julius Randle might be a better NBA player than Zibanejad.
But he's a Selke nominee a lot of the time, defensively.
So he's got to be a really good defender who can score. Brings a lot of intangibles to the table, but not the best player. So, man, Peter, if I just described, so
I know
I just
tough.
Described a great defender, very good offensively as well, not the star of his team, but maybe the top two or three on his team. Very popular.
Tom says Tyrese Halliburton.
Okay.
That could be a, that's a decent comp.
Would that work for you, Alex?
And that definitely works. And Peter, who's more underrated than Texas Tornado, man? He was really good, and then, you know, the tragedy kind of happened, but he was really good for a stunt.
Oh, I mean, I think Alex, if Texas Tornado, Kerry Von Erich, underrated at the time, underrated because he didn't, he never got a huge run in WWE. But if you see the Von Erich movie, or you read their story, you'll know that by the time Kerry made it to WWE, he had already had the horrible car accident. And
when was that?
Was missing his foot already. Oof. So his entire run in WWE, Don, fans never knew this. He, for lack of a better word, had a stump. I don't know if that's the appropriate term or not. I apologize if it's offensive. I don't think it is. But he would literally stick that into the boot and just tie it up. He did not have a foot or a prosthetic. And his whole run...
He was like Tom Dempsey, the kicker for the Saints, who broke the record for the longest field goal.
But didn't he have some foot?
Well, what was the rest of his foot, I think, was a prosthetic.
Because Kerry had no foot. Kerry had
no
foot.
No foot. All right, I think Dempsey had like half a foot.
Kerry had less than, like, it was more than just one foot gone. It was like the foot and up a little bit from this accident.
That's crazy.
So his entire run in WWE, when you saw him as the Texas Tornado, someone out there's mind is being blown. I take this stuff for granted because wrestling fans all know this.
I didn't know
that. But there's someone out there who watched Texas Tornado, yeah, and is like, what? He would just put the boot on really tight, and he learned how to wrestle with it. So,
and then you didn't notice a limp? You didn't notice anything?
You can go back and watch it now. You still won't really see it.
Really?
No. I loved Kerry Von Erich. I thought he was awesome. I didn't know at the time when he was Texas Tornado that he had been like a huge deal in Texas that way, but he was great. So was his brother Kevin. Von Erichs were a special family for sure. Let's go to Antonio in Jersey. Hey, Antonio.
Hey, what's up, guys? I got a quick widget before my Rangers point.
Go for it.
This one's for Don. Yeah. Would you rather announce all seven games of the Stanley Cup Finals on TV prime time, and it's like the best Stanley Cup Finals ever. They all go to overtime. It's a classic series. Or somebody offer you $500,000 cash to not take the gig.
No, I would take the gig. All right. Luckily, I'm not in the need of money, and I think that would be a dream come true. So, what price do you put on a dream, Peter? If I needed the money, it'd be no question. I would definitely take it. But not having, being a person of means, not needing the money and being able to live my dream, I would take the Stanley Cup Final.
Nice.
Does that disappoint you?
No. I actually, I feel good about it because you're a big hockey guy. So like that's, I know that's like your main like goal and stuff. And the question I have for the Rangers is, I know you were saying that like you don't want them to play the Lightning in the first round,
right?
But I kind of want that because they've had all the keys, they've been guarding all the doors, they've been our like white whale, they've been in command all this time, and I think beating them would be such a boost that would propel them to success.
I understand where you're coming from. That would be because, again, you lost to them in 15 in seven games, and they've kind of been a thorn in your side. But why, after having such a great regular season, Peter, would I want to go up against Vasilevsky, who's got a couple of cups, Kucherov, Hedman, Point, Stam? I don't think they deserve better than that in the first round. Now, do I think the Rangers would beat them? I do. They won two out of the three regular season meetings, but they picked up Duclair. They picked up Dumba. They seem to be better after the trade deadline. Peter, why would you want to match up? The Tampa Bay Lightning remind me of? Like the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Like no matter where they finish, do you think a Knicks fan wants to play the Heat
exactly.
In the first round?
No.
Even though I think they could beat them and all, like, would you really want to have a date with a team that's got that kind of pedigree, that has a star like Butler who could beat you?
No, those are the teams you absolutely assiduously want to avoid.
Now, they would probably want their revenge on Miami, but at what price, man? I love that whole thing. Well, you're going to have to beat a good team sometime, but do I really have to try to beat them in the first round? Like, there is value to going deep into the playoffs, right? I mean, so why would you work so hard to finish so high in the playoffs and only to have that kind of beast in the first round? It would just seem so unfair. Like I said, they could beat them, but do I really want to have to deal with that?
Michael in the Bronx. What's up, Michael?
Hello, gentlemen. I have a hockey question for Don, but before I get to that, I really wanted to, I've been trying to call for a couple of months, compliment Don on how he does on the radio and the play-by-play. I mean, I took a job 2 years ago where I'm in the car a lot. I'm a diehard Ranger fan. I was pretty upset, but when I heard Don on the radio, it's very exciting, keeps you in it, easy to follow, and you do a great job, man. Thank you.
Well, that means a lot. Thanks, buddy.
My hockey question is, how do you feel? No one really ever addressed it, but I do not like no one ever talks about it, the point system with the overtime losses. I mean, I think that's ridiculous that you get a point if you lose a different way. And it gets me aggravated when I watch the Yankees and other sports, because it's like, oh, they go into extra innings, we get a point anyway. And I'm like, oh, well, no, not really. I mean, if you look at the standings, if Tampa loses out and the Capitals lose in overtime in six games, they jump the Tampa Bay Lightning. Like, I just don't get how that's okay.
Well,
or even
the reason that when you lose in overtime in basketball or football, or you lose in extra innings in baseball, the game does not change. The reason you get the point is now all of a sudden you're playing 3-on-3. Like, the game has already been compromised. So the understanding is, all right, we'll play 3-on-3 to decide a winner, but at least give the team that made it to overtime a point, because would it be fair to lose, Peter, get 0 points when the game's been compromised playing 3-on-3? Or the game goes to a shootout, and now I lose the game when I didn't get to use defense, I didn't get to use 75% of my team, so I can live with the 3-on-3 overtime and the shootout, because at least I earned a point for getting there. Like, how bad would it... it would suck if I lose a game in a shootout, and I get 0 points, and I have some convoluted skills competition to determine who gets 2 points and who gets zero?
It's true, but I do understand his point as well.
Yeah.
But to me, I think it is the only choice.
But however, from the tiebreaker situation, if you do win more games in regulation, you get the tiebreaker. So I guess that does mean something, that if you end up loading up in overtime in the shootout, Peter, and you end up tied, you could end up falling out of a playoff spot because of that. So it does devalue it to a certain extent, but I kind of understand what the NHL is saying there.
Let's go to Nas in Queens. Hey, Nas.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Questions. Who do you think has a better chance of making the third seed? Like, who has the easier schedule going forward, the Knicks or the Cavs? And would you guys say that a nuclear strike is probably the best way to go out? Because it's instant. All your family and friends are dying together. You don't live the rest of your life watching everyone you love die off slowly. So how do you guys feel about that?
It's morbid, but I get what you're saying.
Dark.
You would rather everybody die together, right? And yeah. Instantaneously, you don't feel anything. It's almost like you're moving the party up to heaven. All right. So, all right. Knicks, Cavs. The Knicks have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 games. Cavs have 10. So that's an advantage, Knicks. Here's what it comes down to. Rather than reading you off the schedule, the Knicks have a 4-game road trip later on this season, Peter. Bulls, Bucks, Bulls, Celtics.
Bulls, Bucks, Bulls, Celtics. Okay.
Cavaliers have a 5-game road trip. Nuggets, Jazz, Suns, Lakers, Clippers. That's tough. Now, at the end of the season, the Nets play at home. The Knicks play at home against the Nets and the Bulls, while the Cavs finish up their last homestand, 3 games, Grizzlies, Pacers, Hornets. They've got 2 games with the Hornets overall. It's about the same. Heck, I'll read it off to you, all right?
All right, go ahead.
This is the Knicks. At Raptors, at Spurs, home against the Thunder, at Heat, home against the Kings, at Bulls, at Bucks, at Bulls, at Celtics, Nets, Bulls. So 3 games against the Bulls, Peter. Now the Cavaliers at Hornets, 76ers, I told you, Nuggets, Jazz, Suns, Lakers, Clippers at home on the road, Grizzlies, Pacers, Hornets at home. I think the Knicks have an easier schedule. 3 against the Bulls, got the Spurs, got the Raptors. That's 5 wins there. They should be able to beat the Kings at home. That's 6. you should get at least two of the three against the Bulls, right? I think the Knicks are going to beat the Cavs out.
But the Knicks it'll be more important for the Knicks at this point, too, no? I mean, the Knicks are the ones who are really going to have to fight for their position. The Knicks end up in the wrong position, it could be...
But the Cavs are in the same boat, right? They want to finish ahead of the Knicks, don't they?
No, I didn't mean relative to the Rangers, though. The Knicks are in a worse spot.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean,
but he was asking who's got a tougher schedule, Knicks or Cavs?
Oh, Knicks or Cavs, sorry.
So I would think the Knicks...
Knicks Rangers on his thing. I got confused. Looking at the screen is confusing everyone. Let's go to... speaking of this confusing little screen, let's go to...
Oh, by the way, somebody called in Kawhi Leonard or Chris Paul.
Paul George,
excuse me, for Zibanejad. That's not bad.
See, Kawhi's so weird, though, because at his best, he's like a superstar, even though his personality doesn't say that. But then he hasn't been that in
Mika's
a long time.
Mika's more durable.
You mean Mika likes to play?
Yes.
Let's go to Juwan, who's on Staten Island. Hey, Juwan.
What's going on, guys? How are you doing?
Are you in Staten Island or on Staten Island?
I live in Staten Island.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. I have a would you for you guys.
Do it.
Would you rather live in a world without music or in a world without movies?
I would rather live in a world without movies. I could not live without music. I could. What would I do? I can't watch a movie in the car when I'm driving. I need music. I don't know what it is. That's why I go nuts in the tunnel when I lose everything. I'm like, I start humming to myself. Like music is just so important to me. As much as I love movies, Peter, I don't want to live in a world without music. How about you?
I go the same way. Although I will tell you, Juwan, it's not an absolute. Mm-hmm. It's not like an absolute for me. Even though I love music. And I certainly know more about it and am more passionate about it than film.
Right. That's like, because I'm kind of shocked you went with the movies because, you know, your whole thing with the music.
No, I'm not. I'm still going music. I'm still taking music.
Okay.
But I don't want to give short shrift to movies. I'm a big fan.
Juwan, that's a great question. Even though I answered it quickly, a world without movies would be really tough.
Speaking of movies, Don, I think you'll be excited to know the movie that Natalie and I started last night, and we're excited to finish it tonight. We watched 1 hour last night. We're going to watch hour two tonight. Never seen it, which is going to surprise you. Cape Fear.
Wow, you never saw it?
Never seen it.
I'm assuming you're talking about the Robert De Niro vehicle.
Is there another vehicle?
There's an original with Robert Mitchum.
No.
From the early 60s. It's also very good. The original is more suspenseful. Where the one from 91 with Nick Nolte.
They get right into it.
It's a Martin Scorsese flick. It gets right in your face, more over the top. But the original, if you enjoy Cape Fear, I would strongly recommend you go check out the original.
I did not even realize it was a remake.
Yeah.
Although it makes sense. It does kind of feel like it now that I realize that. I can't believe how different Nick Nolte looked by 91 versus how he looked in the 80s.
Like in 48 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he looks, in this movie, he looks weak and thin and like an aging guy.
Mm-hmm.
Which means how old is Nick Nolte now? 150? I don't even want to think about it. He's got to be, what, 80?
Oh, that's a good question. We can answer that. Oh, by the way, Ian O'Connor chimes in with OG as a possible comp to Mika. I like that. Really good defender. Good shot. Although Mika doesn't have problems with his elbow.
Hey,
But OG, he came with a little bit of a reputation, maybe not fighting through it. But we're also comparing hockey players to basketball players, which different is apples thing. To wrenches when it comes to like tolerance of pain.
It is a different thing. All right, guys, I have a lot of tolerance.
What are you saying?
For something called ENN, and we're doing that at 6. But right now, let's get into Drop Madness.
Now, ENN will be important for Drop Madness.
Sure,
because
it will.
All of the one seeds are in action in the round of 32, and you will be able to vote for them. TMKS ESPN. On Twitter, and we have the round of 32 starting today in the Flub Region. The one seed,
Johnny Damon, was a mangy mess with the Red Sox.
Mangy,
a mangy, mangy, whatever it is.
It's a tight race right now against the 8 seed.
Let's hear from Griffin's favorite, Jimmy.
Who's Jiffin?
Jiffin.
Peanut butter guy.
Jiffin should not be close to mangy.
It's. I like peanut butter guy. I think peanut butter guy adds to.
No, it's the fact that Michael threw in the funny part, laughing at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I will say this forever: we downplay how absolutely insane Michael K not knowing the word mangy is.
It's weird, it's, right?
It gets
with his vocabulary.
It gets swept under the rug. He's never heard the phrase like "get out of here, you mangy mutt."
I got news for you. It's losing right now.
Mangy is losing.
It's losing. Johnny Damon's losing.
I mean, guys, do the right thing and support Mangy.
I'll tell you who's not losing the one seed.
You soiled yourself. Chocolate soft serve in your pants.
That's the funny region against an always tough nine seed.
Oh! Yeah!
Wow.
The only thing that, and you know, it's a first. Because we've had a lot of Don screaming drops over the years. We've never had one, Anthony, that's literally just him screaming.
Just him screaming.
So, but the only thing that could knock off a powerhouse like that is the competition that it has.
In your pants.
A chocolate soft serve in your pants.
In your pants. With the Jersey accent and everything.
Yeah.
The troubling region one seed.
Football Mondays on 98.7.
Box.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN.
Bullshit!
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN are brought to you by Sloman's.
Up against Don himself, the 9 seed.
Getting outscored 98-7. Think about that. That's ridiculous.
I don't care about it.
Is he all right, Peter? 10, is he okay?
That might have been it.
That might have been it from Peter. It might be it for that 9 seed. The Football Mondays is out to an early lead.
That's
and, of
a tough
course,
one.
The Nether region where I'm seeing a lot of chatter. Those early polls.
You know what?
Think that not only could it make a run, this could be the first Nether region winner of Drop Madness.
You really think so?
That's what people are saying.
Wow.
I gotta listen to the people. And it's up against the 9 seed.
Let's go to Bob in Warwick. Bob.
Oh, this will be good. Hey, Bob.
That is.
See, it's not right. Because because thanks to all due respect to our wonderful partners at Yes, they weren't comfortable with the end of the drop. Which was me going, oh, great, he's peeing. Which really did. Anthony, you agree. The drop changed when we took that
it's
out.
Why it's a 9 seed.
It's why, yeah, you Don, if you keep that part, that's right. A top 5 seed.
No, I think it is.
Look,
it was compromised.
Kansas, 4 seed, lost a player, not in the Sweet 16.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It changes things.
All 4 matchups on TMKS, ESPN nice. On Twitter, and we will get the results later today in ENN.
The great Nick Nolte on February 8th turned 83.
Get out of here, dude.
Born in 1941.
Who's the wife in Cape Fear?
Oh, Jessica Lange.
Oh, it's Jessica Lange. So Jessica Lange's like...
No, yeah, yeah. Wait, yeah. Now I'm doubting myself.
No, that feels right. But she's probably in her late 80s, right?
That's a good one.
Jessica Lange's legend. Legend. I got to tell you, though. I do kind of wish that the De Niro character in it was not a Southern guy.
Oh, why?
I don't know. It takes me out of it a little bit. Not so much in the new movie where he has an accent, but for some reason in Cape Fear, I wanted him to sound like De Niro.
Jessica Lange was born in 49.
Oh, she's much younger than
Nolte?
Much
younger.
I apologize.
She's only in the 70s.
Oh, good.
So she's 75.
I'm so glad to hear it.
But you know, you want to go crazy.
Sure.
Is how old... Is Lewis.
Go ahead. Use your words, Don. Who are you talking about? Juliette Lewis?
Juliette Lewis.
I would say Juliette Lewis now. She's the daughter in Cape Fear. I would say she's 51.
She's like a teenager, although I think she's playing a little younger than normal.
And how old is she?
Stand by.
Don, are you looking up?
Are you
on a TI-82? What are you looking
at? It's not working.
All right, we'll be back.
I'm disgusted with myself. I'm disgusted with this place. I'm disgusted with this computer. I'm disgusted with this studio. She's 50 years old.
I was close. I said 51. Very good.
Joe Don Baker's in it. Gregory Peck and Robert Mitchum are in the original, and they also are in the more recent one, too. As cameos.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, say goodbye to your busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tournament. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Duke has had their fun. It's time for them to lose. All right, let's get them up out of here. $200 to use on point spreads, money lines, however you want to do it. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Peter and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'll tell you what, that pinhead suit of ours, John Winthrop, he's not a bad egg.
Never thought he was.
I didn't know what to think of him when he came to be our guy.
Oh, really?
I didn't know. I didn't know him as well as you guys did.
Yeah, we've known this guy.
You knew him for years and years.
I think his whole life.
I knew him, and I was like, he's a really nice guy, but I didn't know him at all. And if you just see him on the surface, you can't tell. He's kind of from a distance. I want to say this respectfully. He's kind of vanilla toast from a distance. You can't tell.
He also has kind of a...
Is vanilla a flavor of toast? Milk toast. You get the idea.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Kind of confused the two.
Sure.
He's kind of like, it's like almost like the Truman Show with him. He was almost like born here, and we just watch him grow under the microscope and the mics of 1050 and now 98.7.
Ray Rowe.
Soon to be back again.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Boogers from a vagrant?
Out of context, that just got to confuse people.
We're going to be hearing from Canelo Alvarez in a few minutes.
Yes.
Who has a big fight coming up, and he's one of the great fighters of the modern era, maybe the most recognizable fighter in the sport, not named Mike Tyson. You think that's fair?
It's fair. I mean, I'm a pretty good gauge, and I think I would go, he'd probably be my second or third choice of just throwing out boxers, right?
Right.
So there you go.
He has a big fight coming up May 4th. We'll talk to him in a few minutes. Let's talk to you guys first, and let's start. Oh, this is big. Let's go to Bear in Piscataway.
Hello.
Hey, Bear.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm a big fan.
Thanks, Bear.
I
like your name.
Thanks. Yo, well, Peter, we go back. Like, Peter and Rosenberg and Cypher in the morning.
My man. My guy. Thank you.
And I'm also a Commanders fan, so keep asking those questions.
There you go. Appreciate you.
But I was going to say that when I go for walks, I listen to the app. But I pull up Optimum on my phone to record the show in case there's something visual that I might miss.
All right, like Don opening Jordan's.
And I go back and rewatch it.
Okay.
And so I kept doing it, and every time it was a picture of Mike leaning on Don's shoulder.
Yeah.
And you weren't in it.
No.
And this Monday was the first time they changed the picture. And now it's all three of you.
Wow. Nice. So at least on Optimum Cable, I am now part of the actual picture that comes with the show.
Yes, wonder who caved.
Well, yeah. It's one
I wanted to complain about it because old, I hate to say it, but repugnant.
Yeah.
And even still, the picture they're using right now isn't a flattering Rosenberg, but at least it's all three.
Oh, really? It's an old picture of me, too?
Because you'd have to, we're going way back pre-pandemic, the last time the three of us have ever posed for a picture for publicity at this radio station, right?
Are we actually together, or it's three separate pictures of us they put together?
No. It's the three of you in the studio together.
Oh, wow.
Sitting down now.
So it's kind of, it's almost still repug Don, and it's repug me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not.
But, you guys look great now, too. Let me guess,
though. Michael looks great in the picture, though.
Oh, of course. He's standing tall. He's Michael.
So that's the one that they. All right, what picture does Michael look the best?
Exactly. No, but here's the thing. Thank you for the call, Bear. And if anyone can put that up on Twitter, I'd like to see it. But it's one of those things, Don, that, like, it's not an intentional diss. Like, I'll see the thing on DirecTV or whatever, and it's just like a picture of Michael and Don. It's one of those things. Who's gonna change it? Am I gonna make a stink? Am I gonna call yes and go please? I don't even know how these different, because the different cable places will sometimes have a different picture,
right?
Like DirecTV might have one, and then Optimum might have some. So they're all sort of different. Who do I even complain to? But at the same time, it's not a nothing burger. Because a lot of people consume our show on TV, and you don't want. Why would I not be in the picture? It's a weird thing.
Wake up, Flip. But you don't want to be that guy.
But you don't want to be that guy.
Like, who's that vain to care about what picture is up?
Right.
Because on some of them, like, you put it up, you can't even really tell the picture's so small, you know.
Right. But at the same time, if you can see it, you go, well, that's not right. So it's a tough spot. I'm glad that I was fixed. Well, that doesn't sound right either. You know what? Is it too early?
Somebody sent the picture.
They did?
Yeah. I'm going to retweet it. Oh, no, you're part of it, too. But you've got so many followers, you probably.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm hidden.
I think they cut you. Yeah, you're hidden.
I'm hidden behind the credits, so I can't really see myself. But that is Repug Peter.
I don't hate. I'm a little bit heavier there, and the beard's not great. But it could be worse. I'm wearing a nice Undertaker shirt and a little jacket. But by the way, Michael, look, that's prime time, Michael.
Yeah, that's really good, Michael.
That's Michael when he looks like he should be. I mean, listen, he's still got a lot going on in the power alleys there.
I'd like to see my picture because I'm obscured by the credits.
I think you don't want to see the picture.
No, I don't mind.
You sure?
It makes me feel good because it's kind of like a before and after.
Right. So you're living it. I appreciate what you're saying there. It makes a lot of sense, actually. Can we do it? Do I have time for one more call, Anthony, or no?
We've got a big guest coming up.
All right, yeah, because we got Canelo.
Why cut in? We don't want to cut in.
We got Canelo Alvarez next.
That's right.
For God's sake. All right, so next we'll talk to Canelo. Right now, Don, talk to me about pain.
Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It is time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free, same-day and next-day appointments available. Go to samwellpain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to samwellpain.com. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand-new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit samwellpain.com. You will wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
All right. K. Show on 98.7 ESPN. And yes, we're going to talk to Canelo, the great. Don, this is a worthy throwing in the great. Canelo Alvarez in a couple of minutes.
Nice.
We're also... in the 5 o'clock hour, going to jump into some baseball and football. Some really interesting comparisons between the baseball reference rankings, Don, and the Pacoda rankings. Particularly some interesting divergent thoughts if you're a Yankee fan. Also, in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to get into the win totals. Who are the win totals from, Anthony?
Oh, ESPN Bet has posted the NFL win total over-unders.
So these are the over-unders according to ESPN Bet. So always fun to go over the Jets and Giants, and of course the Commanders, and see how everything looks. Of course, don't know if you guys are fully aware, the draft is coming up at the end of the month, so some things are going to change. End of next month, I should say.
Yeah, it's kind of Tonka truck, but we have some fun with it.
Well, remember, first we got the way too early power rankings a while ago.
Yes.
And then it's like...
Before free agents.
Before free agents. Like, I mean, listen, I root for a team that literally didn't have the team they have until now. I now have a team.
Well, to be fair, if they're posted, you can bet on them. So if you think that they're crazy...
Fair point.
Now's your time to... Like Michael with the Texans that he didn't jump on, now would be your time.
Hack. Hack-a-doodle-do. But we'll get into both the football and the baseball in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's go to Andrew in Newark, who has a would you for us, Don. Hey, Andrew.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Actually, a big fan. Actually, I got two quick things. So one about Cape Fear. The three leads from the original film are in the 91 film. So you got you got Gregory Peck and Robert Mitchum, and also the other guy. And then also one of the best Simpsons episodes in the entire show's history is a Cape Fear version.
I remember.
And the other guy you're talking about, I think, is Martin Balsam.
Yeah, he's the judge, I think. Yeah. Would you rather be a member of a royal family or would you rather be a Nobel Prize winner?
Oh, come on, a Nobel Prize winner. No offense to the royal family, but that's kind of just winning the you know what lottery. Being able to win that award means that you're smarter than everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, it's some people, well, you know, you're going to live in the lap of luxury. Some people might like that.
Yeah, but you're also under the microscope. But again, you didn't do anything to get there.
Yeah, you're right.
What would you do, Peter?
No, I have no interest. I mean, the royal family situation in some ways seems a lot more stressful than anything else. I mean, I'm sure you did nothing to earn it. You have immense pressure on you. You can't live a normal life. I mean, you're obscenely rich. It could be worse, don't get me wrong. But, like, do their lives really seem great? I don't know.
Overall, no. They seem to live a long time, though.
They do have some decent genetics in that regard.
Yeah.
Although, you live a long time, and then if you're Charles, you have to wait till you're an old man to even get a chance. His whole adult life was just waiting.
He did other things.
And the horrifying death of his wife.
His ex-wife at the time.
Oh, the time his ex-wife.
Yeah, not to make it any less, but I mean, you know, but he did get to marry Princess Di. Talk about being over your skis.
Oh, my God.
Now kicking your coverage.
Because she already had a boyfriend at the time.
Yeah, they were split. I think they were officially divorced.
Yeah, she was with what's-his-face. What was her boyfriend's name? He was famous.
Yeah, I can't. I don't remember.
I can't remember that guy's name. My uncle's cat was named after
really?
The guy. Yeah, that's how I remember. I can't. The uncle's cat's name. Dodie.
Yeah. Really? That's an interesting name for a cat.
I remember this. Someone else wants to talk about Don's call. Dylan. What? Dylan and Wes Caldwell.
No. 10 minutes start. It could be over an hour to get into it.
Dylan?
Dylan?
Dylan.
Hey, Dylan.
Yep.
Let's listen.
Hey, Dylan.
Dylan.
It's just deeply
sounds
unfortunate.
Like he was being disciplined in some way.
Yeah, by his partner. We doesn't it seem like we get a lot of those. I feel like a lot of the times when we hear someone just sitting on the phone, what we end up hearing is a wife telling a husband what to do.
Nah.
Which means to me, maybe you're taking a gamble when you called the show in the first place. And I respect you risking it for us.
Yeah, we do respect.
Let's hear from Rob in KC. What's up, Rob?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just had two quick Ranger questions for Don, and then if I could, a quick WrestleMania question for Peter.
Interesting.
Don, in terms of the Rangers, as a Ranger fan, I'm kind of hesitant to want them to win the President's Trophy because of the past history recently with the teams winning the President. And it almost seems like getting the second seed in the Metro may be a better first-round matchup. So I want to get your thoughts on that. And I saw last week on Instagram there was a respectable NHL site who posted the top 10 MVP rankings. And Panarin wasn't on there, which I just found to be ludicrous.
In the top 10 he's not on? Okay, that's ridiculous.
All right, Rob, hold on one second. Don, can you remember his questions?
Yeah.
All right, and you can get to them.
I'll remember them.
After the
sure.
The great Canelo Alvarez. Guys, it's going down on May 4th from T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Canelo Promotions presents a clash of Mexican superstars. Pound for pound great Saul Canelo Alvarez in a huge matchup against Jaime Munguia, headlining a PBC pay-per-view event available on Prime Video for the first time ever. Again, that's Saturday, May 4th. It's free in Mexico. You can also see it on DAZN. And we bring in right now the pound-for-pound great, one of the biggest stars in all sports, Canelo Alvarez, here on The K-Show. Canelo, it's Peter and Don. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Been a while
good
since
to
I...
to you again. Buddy.
Oh, cool.
Listen, man, it's been a little while since I saw you before the Charlo fight. First of all, before we even get into the Munguia fight, I thought Charlo would present a little bit more of an issue for you. Were you surprised at all at how easy that fight with Jermell Charlo was for you?
I've been told you that. It's not the same being in the ring with me. And with other fighters, like I say, they talk a lot of shit about me and they calling me out for a long time. And then what he did, he just tried to survive all night. So and I told you before, it's not the same. It's not the same. And you see what happened.
I did. I have to admit, Canelo, it was borderline boring. You had your way the entire night.
That's right. I try all night. I try all night to do my best, but you need two fighters to be in the same page, to try to win, to do something to win, and then it's when the good fight comes. But if just one fight and try to is a little bit difficult to.
Yeah, you can't put on a show. You can't put on a show by yourself. Tell us what we should expect from Jaime Munguia. This guy's undefeated. What kind of challenge do you expect from Jaime?
I think his mentality. He's Mexican. He's gonna come with all. He's gonna try to win. And he throw a lot of punches. He's strong. He's young too. I think when you have two fighters with the same mentality, with the win mentality, is for sure is going to be a good fight. It's going to be a good fight, and I expect that. I expect the best fight out there. I expect the best Munguia in the best shape, and that's why I'm here in my training camp and doing my best every day.
Is fighting at T-Mobile Arena almost like fighting at home?
Yeah, it's like my second home. I have a lot of fights there, so it's my second home for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing when you go to Vegas for the Cinco de Mayo weekend. Mexico takes over, and this one's going to be especially a big deal with two Mexican fighters. How important was it for you that this fight be on free TV in Mexico?
No, for me it's very important. All the time, because you know my people who support me from the beginning have the opportunity to watch me free. For me, it's very important. So I always put that in the table when I change televisions and I say, you know, Mexico is gonna be free because my people deserve that. So, and this fight especially is gonna be huge for Mexico, you know, because two Mexicans fighting in Cinco de Mayo and everybody around the world watching us. So it's gonna be very important.
No, it's amazing. You're only 33 years old, but you're 60-2. You've accomplished so much. What other boxes are left to check for you? What else do you want to try to accomplish as you continue to fight?
I don't know. I've been in this position a lot of years, and it's always there. It's always something there. It's always something more there. So I just thinking about in this fight, and then I know it's gonna be something there for me to accomplish, and I always try to put myself in a position to try to make history. So it's always something there, and I'm right now focused in this fight.
So we talked about fighting in Vegas and how it's like home. That being said, it sounds like there's a lot of interest in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for them to get a Canelo fight in Riyadh or something like that. How likely is it, do you think, that we'll see Canelo Alvarez have a fight in Saudi Arabia?
I don't know, my friend. If I fight there someday, good. I'm glad to do it. Mm. And I'm glad to have another experience in my life, in my career, fighting in other countries. But I know I'm very happy with what I've been doing.
All right, last one I got for you, Canelo. We know you got a lot of press to do. Are you surprised that Mike Tyson is going to step in the ring at 57 years old? And what do you expect to happen between Tyson and Jake Paul? And do you think it's good for the sport?
No, for sure it's not good for a sport.
Mm.
That's for sure. But, you know, they can do whatever they can do whatever they want. So I don't have much words for that.
Do you think that it takes attention, that sort of fights like this take attention away from the real fights and the fighters who are actively in their prime like yourself?
No, you know, everything have audience for everybody. You know, it's different audience. It's not the boxing fans is not gonna be there watching that thing. That's for sure. It's other audience.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a more mainstream audience that comes aboard when things like that happen. But Canelo, you have been the one consistent international draw in the sport for a very, very long time. And I know boxing fans worldwide thank you for that. Thank you for making the time, and good luck on May 4th against Munguia.
Best of luck.
It's my pleasure, my friend.
All right, see you next time. Thank you, Canelo. The great Canelo Alvarez. He did not hesitate in his lack of interest in Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. I respected it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I think it's bad for the sport.
But if you're a diehard in the game, you have to see the circus of it. So it probably does bother you.
Well, and also, you know, it's probably going to get a ton of eyeballs. Meanwhile, you've been a brilliant fighter now your whole career, and you're getting the hardcore fans and Mexican fans, but not the mainstream American fans. There's got to be a sense of frustration that when a 57-year-old goes to fight, that's what happens. I totally get it. That was a lot of fun. All right, Don, I'd like to talk some football. I'd like to talk some baseball. I'd like you to talk about cars.
Okay. We'll do it. Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new models available. More savings on their entire Mazda lineup, like the new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive lease for just $179 a month at Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN RM634194. MSRP $26,445. Ends 4/1/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.